We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, in my little world, and it's little, the two groups that I spend the most time taking care of, helping, are senior citizens and children. Why? Because I can. We have Get Marty at 10:35. You can't miss it. A lot of turkeys, giving away a lot of turkeys, 10:35. But there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today that kind of nails it for me. And USA Today that nails it for me. And the headline reads, "The public has not listened." This just sucks. Excuse my reference. Nursing home cases surge to all-time high as COVID-19 sweeps America. Man. Federal efforts didn't work. Restrictions didn't work. Check this out. Federal data shows 10,279 COVID cases during the week of November 1st. Wow. It's a record for assisted living. How the hell's that happen? We have been begging people the last 8 months to wear a mask, socially distance, and to be careful. Unfortunately, the public has not listened or complied. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You know who knows this inside and out? Rob Pierce. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Rob, you live this. You have one of the most prominent practices that deal with these sorts of cases in America, and you have an extremely high-profile case involving Brighton Rehab. So these extraordinary numbers do not shock you, do they, sir?
They do not. You know, unfortunately, Marty, as you just alluded to, as a society, we have a couple choices. You could shut everything down for 6 months, which is not practical.
Right.
What you could do is have the orders in place, social distancing, the masks, the hand washing, et cetera. Some part of our society followed it, others didn't. Mm. But what also failed to happen was we did not use the resources of this country to mass produce the testing, the protective equipment early on. And so we've been treading water. And I'm not trying to be cute by saying this, but anyone knows if you tread water for a long time, at some point you get tired and you sink and you become in a life serious situation. And that's what we're facing now, not just generally in the country, but there is a severe situation in our country's nursing homes where people are dying left and right, and no one seems to understand it until you lose a loved one. And I'm afraid that's where we are right now.
Rob Pierce on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Check this out. Rob knows this sort of thing. So the COVID tracking project. So fewer than 1% of U.S. residents live in nursing homes. All right. They account for 40% of the COVID deaths. Are you listening, folks? As of Tuesday, yesterday, more than 94,000 Americans have died at long-term care facilities. Rob Pierce, that's astounding, my man. Astounding, is it not?
It is. Look, try to put it in historical perspective.
Man.
That's approximately double which died in Vietnam. And I'm not making a political statement. I'm just showing where we are, and people don't seem to grasp the number of Americans that have died in the last 6 to 8 months. And the problem is we don't have an answer because people aren't following the recommendations.
That's right. Rob, tell our listeners, because you're right in the middle of one of the most high-profile cases in the country, at the Brighton Rehab. Tell our listeners where they had pushing 100 deaths in hundreds of cases. What were the big holes in the safety net there that continue to occur at other facilities, sir?
These facilities are paid money by the state and federal government to have infectious disease programs in place because their residents are obviously sick and elderly. When they receive the government funds, they are supposed to have protocols knowing that a disease can't spread amongst the residents. Brighton in particular, the allegations against that home, and they were cited by state and federal authorities for failing to have the proper protocols in place prior to the pandemic. This occurred a year or two prior, and they were cited. They didn't make the necessary changes, so when the pandemic came, it spun out of control. And that's what you're seeing right now. The reality is, with the pandemic throughout the country, many seniors and sick and elderly that are in nursing homes are going to pass because of their general overall health. However, Marty, just like you said, less than 1% of the U.S. population is in a nursing home, and yet they're almost half of the deaths nationwide. And that's just not acceptable because of what these homes didn't do prior to the pandemic breaking.
Spot on. It's Rob Pierce from Rob Pierce and Associates. Probably the best out there regarding this sort of litigation and these investigations. In my little world, Rob, what the hell is it about Americans that, and I'm serious about this, they're dismissive of the deaths of seniors in long-term care facilities? Ah, they're older than 80. Yeah, they died of COVID, but they had other crap. Have you noticed this, Rob? It's almost like, yeah, they're the only ones who are dying. Have you noticed this?
I think as a society, we've changed our views. Quite candidly, we've become more selfish within our own little world. Families used to take care of their elderly. You know, historically, the elderly were viewed upon as someone to listen to. Nice. They were wise. Nice. They deserved the respect because they made it that far in life. And I just think our view in society has changed. We're much more of a me too. Where are we now? What is my personal interest? When I say me too, that's what I mean. What is my personal interest right now? What do I care about? And unfortunately, the elderly are being left behind. And with the pandemic, there's horrific circumstances that have developed.
Hey, Rob, though, what is the solution, though? I have a guy on yesterday. His mother's now in her third week of lockdown in her room at her long-term care facility because an employee brought it in. Man, that's so depressing and distressing for senior citizens. That can't be a reasonable solution, sir, can it?
It isn't, but right now, I don't know what the alternative is.
Yeah.
Because just like you said, the employee brought it in, and that is from outside amongst all of us in society.
Yeah.
You know, if you have no cases in a nursing home and it's in a lockdown and yet a case develops, that means it came in from an outside, an employee bringing it in.
Right.
And that's the problem. It's so widespread right now, and the lack of testing that's available to the medical personnel and the lack of equipment to prevent the spread, it's inevitable it's going to continue to happen, and that's going to mean more people die.
Rob Pierce is my go-to guy for this question because it's so relevant. All right, so I have a senior in my life. I need to put them in long-term care. How the hell do I pick a place I can trust, my friend?
You have to look to the statistics. If you get a hold of the state governments, you will find some homes are better than others.
Right.
That's not a guarantee, but that's a starting point. The practical reality of this, though, Marty, is there's a cost that society has to bear, but that the individual families bear placing their loved one in a home. And for most people, while they want to do the right thing, the economics dictate where they can put mom or dad or that loved one. And no matter what research they do, if financially there's only a few options, you are stuck with those options.
Also, my man, I think that COVID has exposed gaping holes in the long-term care, right? Nationally. It just has, right? They're already there.
I agree. It is, you know, when you have something like this across the country, it becomes evident where we are failing. If you recognize that and try to change it, then the loss of life and the suffering by these families will not be in vain because the next generation will be better off and taken care of. I'm just afraid we're not viewing our elderly that way, and we're going to keep going status quo, which in my mind is unacceptable.
No, you're the best there is, Rob, and I'm so grateful for your intellect and your insight. Rob Pierce, Rob Pierce and Associates. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.